doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit chat. That sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well, maybe.
Why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
Now,
okay, here we go.
Welcome to episode 5 of Get to the Good Stuff with Jack Skipper. My guest this week, friends, comedians, TikTokers, lovers?
Lovely boys.
Just the lovely boys.
Very close.
Yeah. Close. Good to have you here, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So you're aware of the podcast?
I'm aware of it.
You know how it works?
It's the good stuff.
Right.
Jack Skipper.
On that note, Ben, have you ever been arrested?
I have been arrested. I've been arrested. Been arrested four times.
Whoa.
That's not lovely, bro. It's so off-brand.
This is an old...
The lovely
meme.
Boys
the old
have
meme.
Been arrested. Front page, exclusive.
I don't know which one I can tell you. I can tell you.
Tell me your most horrific crime.
Okay. My most horrific crime...
Does he need a lawyer?
I think it's expunged now, but if that's the right word. I was arrested for assaulting two police officers.
I didn't see this coming.
This is not on brand.
I know, but
sorry.
A long time ago. And I was like...
Oh, so that's fine then.
Yeah, but I was a different person.
He's reformed. Right? He's reformed.
I used to take steroids and I was like angry.
I didn't see this coming.
He used to have no neck. I seen a picture. It was like that.
You're in good shape now. You're looking...
Yeah, I've just slimmed down. Yeah. I've just kept what I needed. Yeah. I was. I think what it was...
Resolved your anger issues.
Yeah. it's like the opposite of anorexia, you know? It's like you just feel like you need something else. Your personality's not enough or whatever it was.
Yeah,
so you just
big.
Do something else. But, it was like outside of a club in Swansea. I used to live in Swansea, right? It was kicking out time. And
which is Ben's worst time. He gets very angry. I'm not leaving.
Yeah, I'm not ready to go.
Oh, more steroids.
Oh, my God. That's a separate... No. Anyway, so it's kicking out time, and there's thousands of people on the street, like lying in the streets. My friend was trying to split up a fight, and then the police came over to him and were like... They thought he was fighting. They were like, go home, mate. Tell him to go home. And he was like... He was having an argument with them, telling them that I was trying to stop the fight. And they kept having this back and forth. And they said, listen, we're going to arrest you unless you go home. And he just wanted them to acknowledge that he wasn't causing
the
fight.
That's where you should.
Just go.
You could, that's it. Isn't it? Even though it's fueled up with alcohol, isn't it? You think, I've got to have my point here.
Yeah.
They're not listening. They just want to arrest you, don't they?
I think so, yeah. I'm not a fan, basically. But anyway, they ended up arresting him. And I was trying to stop them arresting him. Yeah. I was like,
I
was just pushing them off and going like, come on. And I was so drunk. They was like kicking me in the shins steel toe.
That's how they're trained to do in the police.
Yeah. Horrible.
First of all, kick him in the shins.
Or flat tire.
That don't work, Chinese burn.
Yeah.
I was so hammered though. I was just going like, oh, come on. Like, I'm pushing them off as they were kicking me in the shins. And then...
a weird scene. These two police officers, both of them, one shin each. Come on.
So we're standing like by, you know, the railings they have beside like a zebra crossing. You know, those. And there's like a cab queue, which is about 900 people long. It's like enormous.
Yeah.
Loads and loads of people there. And we're one side of this railing, and the guys, I'm pushing the police off, and they're like kicking me. And they're saying, we're going to arrest you in a minute unless you go. And I wasn't listening. And they're like, right, you're under arrest. So they grab hold of me, and I was like, poof, pushed them straight off, jumped over the barrier, this railing, and they had hold of my T-shirt as I jumped over. And then I was just like a wild animal, just like throwing punches and just trying
to
get away.
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked as well.
I didn't see this. I thought it was going to be, I nicked some sweets.
No, I'm going to be...
Bashed up coppers.
Looking for a new lovely boy to be replaced.
Did you not know about this?
I remember hearing something about it. I didn't know it was two policemen. I thought it was just one.
Well, they could only put one. They tried to put both on the charge, but they're not allowed to do that. So I only got
what
charged
do you mean on
one.
The charge?
When I got charged. Anyway...
I think we've got into some
You're talking like a drug lord. You tried to put two on the charge. What are you on about?
We've seen a different side today already.
I only noticed because of the parole officer or whatever.
So four times. I reckon we should, instead of saying, what's your most horrific crime, what's your least horrific crime?
Yeah.
I think that's where we need to...
Let's
bring it back. Bring it back a little bit.
I mean,
that's pretty...
Have you got a picture of you on the roids? Because that is quite funny. I know it's
No,
podcast.
I don't think I've got one on me here. Great. But anyway, the funny bit about it, it's not... I mean, is it funny? I don't know. I was
so far...
So as I was over on the railing and they were trying to hold me by the T-shirt, yeah. I was just wild trying to get away and my T-shirt got ripped off completely.
I reckon he'd done that on purpose.
Yeah, he's like, oh no,
oh no, now everyone can see my abs.
Oh,
stop looking.
How hard I've been working out.
Oh, how embarrassing.
I started pelting it off. I started running off down the street like at full speed and I had so much adrenaline. Yeah. I was just like, yeah. I was going like, yeah. Woo!
Quick, someone get a photo of me.
Yeah. Stop filming me.
Chaos. I pushed some poor innocent bloke
stop
over.
Cutting stop cutting people, Ben. Stop. For God's sake.
Don't push your...
As I was running down the street, I was just like full of like... Just I don't
Mavis,
know what it was.
Mavis
like.
With her little trolley.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you as well, Mavis.
Yeah, yeah.
She went down hard. And then I just ran off. I hid. I ran down this alleyway and I hid
in a derelict building for the 4 months.
This is inconspicuous. This topless bodybuilder hiding in an alleyway. What is?
I thought I wasn't going to get found. I didn't know it was a dead end, basically. And I was there for 45 minutes. My phone was calling me saying they're looking for you and stuff like that. And then after about 45 minutes, I could see it was just like it was like on a film. Like I could see like blue and red lights just getting like. Bigger and bigger, like coming down this like alleyway.
They
found me. They threw me into this like barbed wire that was there. They
threw you into barbed wire.
Yeah,
it's like Hell in the Cell match.
They were
wrestling.
They hated me. They hated me because they were
throw him into barbed wire.
What are you on about?
Still, I don't know what.
Yeah, and then he got 2x4, wrapped the barbed wire around it. Metal chair.
There was barbed wire.
Actually, no, that was a film.
Yeah.
This isn't one of my.
No, that was Rocky 3, wasn't it? Yes.
I was watching The Hulk.
Yeah. Literally The Hulk. Cardiff Hulk.
There was barbed wire. There was barbed wire so you couldn't climb up onto
right.
the roof.
Where I threw into it. Yeah.
So they like throw me into that. They like cuff me like so tight up my back. Put me in the back of the van.
You deserved it, quite frankly.
Well, I'm on the police side.
Today I am on the police's side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your shins hurt.
Where's shin pads? Right?
They then drove me around for like 45 minutes and they were like...
Why are they doing
slamming
that?
The brakes on. So I had...
They wasn't even driving to the police station.
No, they were driving around 45 minutes. Driving around. Because the police station's like 5 minutes from where they put me in the car.
Just driving around for a bit.
They drove me around and... it's like a cage in the back, basically. It's like a van, you know, with a cage.
Yeah.
And
where they put the maniacs.
Yeah. As fast as hard as they could. So, and my arms are up my back, so I'm keep like getting like bashed around in the van. And then they drop me off and put me in the holding cell, which is like a cupboard, right? So a cupboard with a cage on the front.
Yeah.
And I was just uncomfortable, and I wanted to try and sit down. So I was trying to like, sit down in there, but it's too small to sit down. So I ended up I was on the floor with my legs up in the air. So I was like upside down in this holding cell. And then the cops come and they're like, I was like, do you mind like loosening these cuffs a little bit?
Yeah.
And they stand me up because I'm upside down in this holding cell.
Upside down, shirtless and shouting,
bruised
bleeding from the shins.
And then I see my next door neighbour come out. He was arrested. He was arrested two doors up. And I was like, "All right, Egan." And
neighbours in the cell as well. It's like
I thought it was just slap on the wrist, you know, night in the cells. Yeah. And then they in the morning they're like, "Right, you're being charged with assault."
Quite rightly so.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
But the thing is,
because of all the assaulting you did.
Well,
yeah, that would be the assault, right?
I was just trying to get away. It was wild. It was like not like a physical. I wasn't attacking.
Yeah, yeah, I don't
like,
know if I am on away. The police side.
Are you not on the police side?
No, because they started it. Because you were trying to. You
thank
were trying to
being police.
Yeah, you were trying to break
trying
up a fight.
Us.
Yeah, we were just like protecting, you know, cleaning up the streets kind of thing. Yeah.
Vigilante.
Yeah. Shirtless vigilante.
Yeah. I mean, I had my top on until they, you know, made me take it off. But yeah, they charged me with assaulting two police officers.
What did that mean? Did you get a fine or something?
Right. When I went to go to court, they were talking about like prison time.
Yeah, good.
And but then my parole officer was this like beautiful, like lady was like 60 something, and she was just like, I could see she was still beautiful, yeah. Right? But she was like, anyway.
Still beautiful.
Wow.
She was still beautiful.
Wow. Yes, queen.
What you mean? Because I mean, 60-year-olds aren't as beautiful as 40-year-olds, maybe, or 30-year-olds.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was on your side for a bit there, man.
You don't think? I mean, that's just
win baby back.
You think you get better looking as you get older?
Like a vintage wine, baby.
Yeah, I don't think that's the truth.
I think it comes down to opinion and taste.
I think
if you've got a kind heart, it will always shine through.
In a beauty.
Yeah, he's already proven he hasn't. He bashes up police.
Yeah, and he does roids.
I think we've covered that.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, anyway, back to your hot parole person.
She was
hot
for 60. Yeah. She was lovely. She liked me. I liked her. She put me on. She talked to me.
Did you wear a shirt to court?
Or? Yeah, I wore like quite an ill-fitting suit, which I thought
wrestling
was good at
suit.
The time. But yeah, then they ended up giving me a fine rather than the prison time because I had no previous.
Yeah.
You know. What is a fine? What sort of ballpark figure are we talking for that kind of thing?
£650.
Okay. It's not bad.
Spread over
three. I think somebody would pay that to.
Yeah. Expensive night out.
Beat up the law.
Yeah.
But,
wow. Yeah, that was
there fine. You go. Straight into it then.
Straight into it. I'll be looking for another lovely boy. No, that was years ago, wasn't it? Everyone's got stories. Everyone's got journeys.
No, exactly. I was a different person, and I was an angry person.
There you go.
Lost.
And that's
good. You look at it,
and he's
from the outside now.
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
That
was a part. It'd be weird if you came out of the womb all perfect.
So let's lighten the mood.
Yeah.
Move on. Will, you got to save us here.
Go on then.
What's the worst thing you've done for money?
The worst thing I've done for money, well, I think it's like the most embarrassing thing. Someone was like, you should do some acting. And I was like, yeah, okay, I'll do some acting. Why not? And then,
not an actor, but yeah, sure.
I went for an audition and it was for like a Disney movie thing. And it was, the part was I had to dress up as a prosthetics. A troll. A troll?
What was the movie? Was that
it's called Artemis Fowl. Some Disney thing.
Oh, I remember those.
It was a book first. Yeah. Judy Dench was in it and Josh Gad. Yeah. Anyway, I went to the audition and I had to like literally just like stand up against the wall. They measured my height and he was like, yeah, you got the role. I was like, okay, do you want me to do any lines or anything? And he's like, nah, do you want to know my name? Just check I'm not a registered sex offender or anything. I was like, no, you're perfect. Just go speak to wardrobe. And I'm like, and then I sort of said, what's the role about? Yeah. And then he was like, well, you're going to have to come in earlier than everyone. You get prosthetics, like proper, like rubber face. Yeah. It's like, I've got a picture somewhere. And then you're going to be like mooching about in the background scene, like with some other sort of goblins or trolls, whatever they were, magical creatures. And I was like, any lines or anything like that? And he goes, no. Just shush, actually. You're allowed to talk in here, boy. And then I was like, what, no line? And then he was like, no, you're just like character in the back. I was like, okay. And I was like, I didn't know if I wanted to do it. I was like, no, I don't want to do it. And then he said it was like, I think it was like 400 quid a day. I was like, see you on Monday. Yeah. 4 a.m. Fine. I'll be there. But yeah, I remember doing it. And then there was like a bunch of other sort of short people doing the same sort of similar character as me. I was just like on set. And it was the first time I've ever been on like a big movie set. And then first and last, just add that in. And I was like meeting all these other short people. And I was just like kind of quizzing them. I was like, so how do you find acting as a short person? Any good role? Like no one told me any good, like, it put me off acting, basically. And then I remember there was like 15 of us all dressed as goblins, and then the boss or whatever was like, oh, the director really wants to meet you all. And I'm just there like, everyone was like, yeah, we'd love it. I was like, no, I'm not fucking meeting him. I'm dressed as a troll. Like, and they all went off to meet him, and I was like, fuck that. It was like, I think it was like,
exactly the same.
Yeah, everyone looked like exactly. Like, I couldn't understand why they were so happy about it. And then I was like, this is degrading, bro. I'm here for the cash. I'm here for my. They were like, anyway, so we're on set, and Josh Gad walks on, and I'm like, oh, look, there's a proper actor. Yeah. One of them's like, we are proper actors, like that. And I was like, we're not. Like, there's no lines here. We're just like, you know. And then I just sort of debating with them, and then, yeah, they were all just like, oh, I've been in this movie, but there was no one had any good parts, and one of them was like, oh, I was in the last three Star Wars, as like maybe R2-D2. I was like, it's literally a talking Ben. anyway, so I took my takeaway from it was just like, I don't think acting is a sensible career, and that's why I made the decision. I was like, I'll just do stand up. No one's going to make me wear a fucking suit or like tell me what to say, so I can just say what I want and stand up.
You don't want to be a prop comic.
I don't want to be a prop comic. But the money was good, yeah. But it didn't make me feel good doing that.
Oh, I can imagine.
And I didn't want to do it again. And that's why I was like, stand up will work for me because, you don't want to be like made to wear a fucking suit. Prosthetics.
I think that was the great bit of measuring.
Yeah,
that'll do.
He was literally like standing up against the wall. I was like, okay. Yeah, you'll be all right.
And so, what? Like the other people there is acting as the trolls. Are they their own like little gang? Is it like
what on like, in this
on the set?
Yeah, well, we kind of all hung about in a gang. I found it quite humiliating, but also I did find it interesting meeting a whole bunch of other short people. Like my family's all average height, so meeting other short people was great for me. And I was like, just asking loads of questions. But when I spoke to him about acting and stuff like that, it sounded. I mean, it's hard enough to be an actor anyway, even look like Brad Pitt, let alone a short actor.
It is so awkward because I used to work in a theatre.
Yeah.
And the first time I was there, and they did the pantomime Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And it's
no,
just
I don't
so,
agree. I don't
I
agree with any of that.
So
shit.
Awkward because, like, if, yeah.
Yeah, I don't agree with it, and I think it just like makes
any
life
casting
harder.
Any situation is a bit is weird. I had to do one a couple of days ago. It was first time I'd done it, like live in a room. And it was a non-speaking part again. And
I love these parts. I think it'd be even worse on you if you don't get the non-speaking part.
Well, I didn't get the non-speaking part. But I was down to the last two. I don't know what the other guy did better than me. But
he's really good at not speaking.
But it was, you had to do so much with your face, right? This was the direction we got. So, the first one I had to do on Zoom, right? And I was actually coming back from Woolies. I was locked out of the house. I had to do it in the front garden in my house.
In a hedge.
And,
passing tape.
So the direction was you've just booked a holiday. You're on your laptop. You're really pleased with yourself. You take a celebratory bite of a sandwich and then you realise the printer's out of ink. So you got to express that on your face.
Mid-bite.
And then,
what is this advert for?
Well, I don't even know what
sandwiches.
Travel company, I think. But then... get this though, right?
Have you been to Greece?
Yeah.
At this point, like when I bite the sandwich, Hussein Bolt spins round slowly with a printer in his hand, wipes some sandwich off the side of my face.
Yeah. Have you got it? Have you got the part?
No. And then tries to take my sandwich, and I have to react. So I have to do. Yeah. So I have to go through all of that. Yeah. Just with reactions on the face, right?
Bring up Usain Bolt. We've got another audition you need to go to. Just go around to Benny's house, wipe some sandwich.
Yeah, he's in his front garden. You can't go inside. But
I'll be there quickly.
I had to go and do that. I had to go and do that again in front of like 10 people just sat in a room. And
so awkward.
It's just awkward. You go through all the motions.
Was someone there pretending to be Usain doing
that?
No one.
I had to do the whole
on your own.
Miming myself. And, you know, just grab something and pretend it was a sandwich.
Oh, God.
But it's just like whenever you stop doing it and people are just like, okay.
But I think actors are used to that sort of thing.
Though. A million notes.
They've got that. Stand-up is different, isn't it? Because although it is like it can be embarrassing and horrible things happen to you, but there's that thing of at least you are just you.
You can carry on talking. Yeah, you can carry on and get on someone else. If you just start chatting again in the in the casting room, they'll be like, no. Just do what we tell you.
No. Stop talking.
I mean, that's because you guys film sketches together, don't you? So you obviously have to record. I've never...
That helps.
I think I've done it once, because I do my acting, if you want to call it acting.
Yeah, yeah, it is acting.
All on my own, because I've had it once where my mate filmed me do a sketch. And I just can't do it.
Found it harder.
I can't do it.
I think we'll get used to it over time.
Yeah.
Like me and Ben, yeah, we're very comfortable in front of each other.
It is weird when we give each other feedback.
We're like, yeah. And also, it's good to have direction from your pal. And Ben will be like, do it a bit like that. And, or I'll be like, do it this way.
Yeah.
But I can't even do it with my wife in the house. I just find it too. Like, you know, I just think it looks. You know, I do that sketch with me in the van as the two guys.
That's why you're always in the van.
I have to go, drive around the corner. It's always outside the same house as well.
Yeah.
I reckon the people are looking out the window and go, there's that bloke again.
Yeah.
Putting on a high vis. Yeah, passenger seat. You do question sometimes. I mean, because I've got a collection of wigs now.
Yeah. So
that's such a classic thing.
My wife hates them.
I told my little girl off the other day. I was like, no, Grace, that's daddy's wig.
Yeah. Put daddy's wig down.
you do. Sometimes you do. And sometimes I'll have like a wig on and then like a delivery will come. I'll be thinking, what am I doing? I catch myself in my reflection, and what am I doing in my life? You know
that's
I mean?
A normal thing. You're like, what am I doing on the way to like certain gigs, or when I'm just about to go on stage? I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah, it's bizarre.
I don't need to do this.
It's even worse is when you die. I was saying all happened, and you can't think, why am I fucking doing this twice?
Yeah. And then like,
why am I?
The next day when you recover, you're like, yep, let's do it again.
that's
insane.
Yeah, that's it. We spoke to Alex about this because the feeling of smashing it is so good.
Yeah.
You're willing
to high
to take the risk
100%,
to have
it.
But you guys have had a couple of videos blow up now, don't you? On
TikTok, yes. Yeah. The greeting ones, the men saying hello to other men.
Are you starting to get recognised?
I got recognised the other day. I was walking to Camden Comedy Club and there's this guy on a vape walking towards me and he went, that's a puff of smoke. And he was like, are you from TikTok? I was like, yeah, I'm from TikTok. Yes, I am on TikTok.
It's weird, isn't it? It's a nice feeling.
But then he was like super lovely, so you're just like, yeah.
I like getting recognised. Yeah. I'm trying to take time to say, I like, but it's just funny.
Yeah, you're not at the point where you're like, no pictures.
No, not today. But even if I'm in a bad mood, I still like to take. But
Do you get recognised quite often?
Well, it happens more often now.
Yeah.
Like, do you know, when my first videos blew up was the football fan guy.
Yes.
Come on.
Like, yeah, and then, come
so on. People was always getting me to shout it, but like, I'd have like a day. It'd be like a day where I've just had a row with a missus and I'm not feeling too good.
Yeah.
And someone would be like, mate, do it.
I'd
be
like, oh, come on.
Come on.
No. That's
really not in the mood for it.
Catchphrase.
Yeah, but catchphrases happen by accident. This is the thing. Mm. Like, you don't.
Well, I mean, we got. Ours is not. We got a catchphrase, but the face that, like.
Oh, the face. Yeah. You know, the peaking.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't really see the face on the podcast, but.
I went into a builder's merchant about 3 weeks ago, and a guy behind the counter was like, where do I know you from? And I was like, what have you been watching? He goes, sick stuff you've been watching. He goes, you're on TikTok? And I go, yeah. And then he just goes, yes. And then he gave me a discount on the wood I was buying.
I do love that feeling. It's nice when. But I went to my kids' school had like a little fair the other day, like a fair in the school. You go
raise money.
That's
for
it.
The
yeah, that sort of thing. And I was getting it a lot where there was. Sometimes people just come up to you and go, can I have a photo of you? And you go, that's fine. I love that. It's nice. I'll stop and try and chat to him. But you get this thing where like, I could see a dad with his two sort of teenage sons. And I could hear the dad say to him, just go and ask him.
Oh, no.
Just go and ask him.
Just do it. Go speak to the man on TikTok.
But I had to do that face where I was pretending that I couldn't hear there. Because I could just sort of look at him and go, come talk to me.
Yeah. Come on. And they're like, not you.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to get to another question. Ben, are you ready?
I'm ready.
What's the most drunk you've ever been?
Well, he's already spoken about it.
I don't think that was
that. No, that was
worse.
Yeah.
Mate, keep it light.
Yeah. It was right. So I think I was about 17, 18 at the time. And I was with my girlfriend, who is now my wife, but we split up for a long time in the middle. But that's irrelevant for this story. We were 17. So we were at her parents' house, and her room is above her parents' room, a loft room, right? Yeah. And we get back from a club night out and I was just hammered and I drank like a huge 2 litre bottle of water and then went to bed and I just had all this pressure in my stomach and I was like, I'm going to be sick. And I jump out and it's got a skylight window, you know, the Velux skylight windows. And I throw that open and I have to jump out and sort of, my feet are dangling off the floor, right? And I'm hanging out the roof. And when I'm sick, I'm like really violently sick. I make a lot of noise. And I was, so I'm hanging out the roof like completely naked, just going, rah, rah, and I'm like, I'm hitting the rooftop.
Why are you hitting the roof? Don't hit the roof. There's no need for that.
And her mum comes like her mum comes like bursting through the door like from Baywatch with a bucket like running through. And I'm, you know, I'm 17. I'm naked. I speak to the parents, but I'm like, hello, Miss Patterson. You know, I'm not confident to talk to the parents. But I'm just like butt naked, roaring out of their window at 2 a.m. And she just comes running in with this bucket, and then the next day I was just like, I'm never coming round.
It's over.
I can't ever come round here again.
But the banging is going to attract attention.
Yeah, I just go wild. Yeah, wild when
you go wild, like the old days when you.
Yeah, but it's just a violent like.
Red mist.
I don't care about anything, and I'm just like, rah! It's got to come out of me.
It must have been like the next day. They must have said to your now wife, "So your new boyfriend?
yeah, the one that was hanging out the window. We saw his bot.
The one where I came to him, I had to stare into his arsehole. Yeah, while he was screaming out.
The worst thing is like I'm dangling. My legs are off the floor as well. It's just so. Unflattering, like naked, dangling,
yacking,
shouting,
banging, yeah. Slapping.
Are you a sicker? Then are you sick?
I'm not.
I'm a sicker.
Much, but when I am, it's like it's violent and it's like very. Yeah,
I did have a bit
loud.
Of that the other day. Like the most recent, I was like literally on the way back from somewhere. I got a cab home. You know, you're just pissed. You can't keep your eyes. It was that motion.
You see the stars.
Yeah. I think the worst about that though is on. Smoking weed. Weed smokers. I can't do it because
I don't smoke weed.
I whiteied. They call it a whiteie, didn't they?
Yeah, mate, you fucking whiteied.
Oh, it's bad, isn't it? That when them you can't because when you whitey, you're being sick and you're on the floor, but you can hear everything going on around you.
But you can't react.
And you can hear people going, "What's wrong with him?" And you can't move.
Yeah, look at that. Who's that? Is that Jack? What the fuck? He's a mess.
I remember once I was in Ibiza and
lad.
Me in it. I was in Ibiza and I met an old friend, and I'll talk about drugs. I'm gonna start talking about drugs for a little bit. He gave me what I thought was a line of cocaine, and it was ketamine.
Ooh.
Classic. And oh my god,
chaos!
I was like dead.
You've done it before.
Chaos.
Never done it before. You're supposed to do a little bit of it, aren't you? And I was like collapsed on the thing, and all I could hear. Was my friend going, "You're embarrassing me."
Oh, no.
No, put you in a bad trip as well. You don't do that.
Snap out of it, Skipper.
Yeah, you are embarrassing me. It's, this is...
And you just can't move. You can hear them, but you can't move. K-hole.
Hear everything going on around you.
It's horrible, especially if you're in a place where you don't know people and they're like, they're taking them...
What, like a toilet in Edinburgh when you're in a K-hole?
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Edinburgh Festival. Oh, we were getting drunk a bit in some pub. And, I mean, I don't normally do this, but I did do a tiny bump of coke because I was a bit tired and I had one too many drinks.
Don't have to explain yourself. Yeah. It's a safe area here.
And then, and then I sort of come out the toilet. There's a skinhead there with tattoos all over his head. And he's like, "Are you used to doing drugs?" I can't do Scottish. And
but you have to explain, because I was in the next cubicle in a bad place, right?
In a terrible cubicle.
Place. I was like, I could see, there was a silver doorknob, which I could see my reflection in, and it all looked horrible. And it was just like, it was this horrible pub with horrible music, smelt bad. I could hear Willie and somebody else in the next cubicle sniffing. And I hate that sniffing sound. It just sounds rank to me.
You're in no place to judge.
What are they doing? Yes, sure. That's disgusting behaviour.
It's a horrible, it's just rank to me. And I know it's like, because I never would do like lines. I just hate that song.
How did you get yourself into a K-hole?
The moral high ground. Key.
And you don't make any noise, whatever.
Well, it's much
off
shorter.
A silver key, please.
Yeah, it's a speed.
But I was just like, I could just see my wife and my child up in, like, when I looked up and I was like, that's all the good stuff.
What were they doing there?
Yeah. How big is this cubicle? I love you.
Get off the ceiling.
But I just felt like this is a horrible, rank place I'm in. Like, what am I doing with my life? Yeah. Right? And I hear Willie leaves the cubicle.
So Ben's trapped. He can't move his body because he's in a K-hole.
I've been in there for like 40 minutes.
Yeah, anyway, we lost him. We didn't know he's there. And then, anyway, me and my pal
in the next cubicle
come out of the toilet and there's a skinhead there. And he's like, "Are you doing drugs?" And I was like, no, I'm just talking to my friend. He's a bit upset. And he's like, "You're either gay or you're doing drugs." And I was like,
he asked if you're doing drugs. He goes, well, you're either gay or you're doing drugs and you don't look gay. So what is it?
And I was like, no, I am gay.
I'm gay. Going, oh, no, what's happening out there? And I can't help him because I'm like,
trying to explain it to your mate, wife.
He had like scorpion tattoos on his head. And I was like, no, I am gay.
Let me
just get on my knees and just help you. And anyway, it turns out, I just thought he was some sort of vigilante. Turns out he owns the bar. And he was like, I fucking own this whole bar. I was like, look, mate, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm really, I just apologised profusely and then, just managed to get away from him. I said, I'm leaving, I'm going to get out. But yeah, it was weird question. You're either gay or doing drugs. I was like, well, I didn't see anything wrong with either of them.
There's no room for any other any other excuse.
Yeah.
Which one do you take?
People do make it obvious by, I mean, going into a cubicle together, don't it?
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
The reason they don't do it at the urinal because it looks too obvious, but why else are you going into it?
Yeah.
You do bait yourself out a little bit there, don't you? Yeah. How did you recover, Benny, did you make it out of the cubicle?
I got out of the cubicle and I sort of, I crawled upstairs, but I was like, I was rushing out of there. I could feel something happening. I burst out through the front door and then just projectile vomited into the street.
And then I remember...
He's not sick that much.
No, but I mean...
Yeah. These are like,
those are like 20 years apart, those two.
Give me a Velux window.
But it was...
Anyway.
I was rubbing my back and somebody else took a photo and it was... Yeah, it was a scene.
Was that in Edinburgh?
Yeah.
Edinburgh Festival.
I've never been.
Yeah. Arts festival.
It's fun. I mean, it's not as fun doing your own show. It's quite hard unless you're going up there with support.
Yeah.
But if you're just going up there and jumping on other people's shows and seeing shows, it's a total laugh. It's great.
I have to do it. I might get involved this year.
We're going to go up maybe for like a week.
Let's all go up and make some TikToks up there.
Let's do it. Us TikTokers.
Jump on some shows.
Right.
Do you get people coming to your shows from the TikTok?
I don't.
Post. Fair play.
The reason being, like, I've not been doing it that long. I mean, I've got like, say 20 minutes of material, and so I'm sort of really looking after that 20 minutes.
Because
I start, I mean, I've got a good few good clips of me from say like the comedian and stuff. But I don't want to share it online just yet.
No rush.
Yeah, I might put it on the Patreon. Maybe do that.
Have the Patreon.
Yeah, I might stick it on there or something like that. Because I don't know. Because you should burn your material, don't you, really?
Kind of. But we spoke about this.
We thought about it. There's so many people.
Yeah, like, I think it's fun online. I think if you were to do like a big TV, like Apollo or whatever, maybe you can't do that. But I don't know. People want to see your material. Oh, yeah, they might have seen the clip online and be like, do it again. Yeah. Do it again, puppet.
I might
joke
do it then.
Jester.
Yeah. I might actually do it then.
Good. Do it.
Right. Here we go, Will. You ready?
Yep.
Have I asked you this? I've only asked you one, I think.
One, yeah.
Yeah.
Worst date you've ever been on?
Okay, so we were in the place, and then she goes, this would be a lovely place for a date.
What? Oh, my God.
Next question, Jack.
Is that you can't tell us more? How did you get the date?
It wasn't clear, and that's probably on me.
Well, you wasn't clear you was on a date with her, you didn't make it.
I thought it was a date, but it wasn't a clear, like, you know, it was
you
like
grab
a
your
meet.
Heart at the same time.
I was like, ah!
How did you arrange the date then? It wasn't obviously a Tinder thing.
Just like, oh, let's go for a drink here, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of liked her, and then she was just,
that's immediate friend zone, isn't it?
Just friend zone, I wasn't clear. I didn't state my intentions for early doors.
See, but she did leave that an opening for you there, though.
It's hard to state your intentions.
No, but you meant to say, oh, date? Do you use the word date?
Well, you could have been all like smooth. Well, this is a date.
This is a date. Yeah, the date has begun.
And then there's the look of disappointment.
Yeah,
I didn't realise.
Anyway, so that's that. Yeah. It's a lovely short story.
You never spoke to her again?
No, she's been removed from the equation mentally.
Where was the lovely place for a date, though?
It was just a lovely.
Did you pick it out as well?
Yeah, we just went to a nice pub.
He's even picked a nice place, a lovely place for a date.
It wasn't like a three-course meal. We just met up for a drink, and I was more on date run. She was like friends. That's it, yeah.
tell me her address.
Anyway, this would be a lovely box for a date. Lovely place for a podcast, yeah?
Yeah.
It's kind of like what it was.
You got any bad date stories, Bernie?
I did a lot of dating before I went out with my wife, like a lot of Tinder dating.
So she was childhood sweetheart.
My first person I was ever in love with when I was 16 to 19.
Aww.
We split up for like 16 years.
Can I just say, from the beginning of the podcast, for the, you know, beating up policemen.
Toxic.
He's turning it around. This love.
Thank you.
We needed this.
Journey. He's been on a journey.
We needed this.
Yeah. I mean, that whole like difficult time was after I split up with her. I went rogue. Yeah. But I'm back. We're back together now. 16
But no, but you were, it's not just, you're not better because you're back with her. He was on the road to being better, you know.
Oh, yeah,
before.
Yeah, no. My mom.
You
weren't
AWOL for the 17 years you weren't together.
No.
Day you got back together. Yeah. I'm back.
No. But yeah, no, I did a lot of like Tinder dating and all that. Like,
Jay Swipe.
I did a couple of Jay Swipe.
Do you know about Jay Swipe?
It's Jewish.
Jewish.
Yeah, Jewish dating.
Is it?
Website. Yeah, I'm Jewish. I wasn't like.
That's just his thing.
The benefits of the chosen people.
Yeah. Just love that.
I was living in a place with a mate of mine, the Institute of Psychoanalysis, actually. Oh, and he was the caretaker there, right? And had a live-in job.
Right.
And I moved in with him. We had to pretend we were brothers to live there because otherwise he wasn't allowed to have people living there. So we had to pretend we were brothers, basically. Anyway, so we were up all night drinking, having a great time. And then I had this date, this breakfast date to go on in the morning.
Breakfast
and my mate
date.
Was like, right, he goes, you got to go on this date. He's like, he gave me another shot of tequila or whatever.
On a breakfast date.
Gave me the dog. We had this.
Gave you.
What? Can't just throw that in there. You're going on a date. Take the puppy.
Hello. That's like a protocol for a date. Yeah. Obviously, he gave me the dog.
Well, we had this little King Charles Cavalier Spaniel. This
for dates.
Great little dog. No, it was just, it was his
women,
dog, but we shared the dog, basically. Yeah. And it's a great dog. I love the dog. And I took the dog out on the date with me, but I was still steaming when I got to the date. I got there.
Were you wearing a shirt?
Immediately took a big steamer right on the pavement. And I had to pick it up. And I was always bad at picking up the poo. So I was like retching as I was picking the poo up before I said hello. And then I was obviously still like steaming, and I thought she was expecting a different person on the date. Yeah. You know, she wasn't expecting
someone not drunk on a breakfast date.
Piss guy holding shit.
Yeah.
Imagine being drunk on a breakfast date.
So, yeah, we didn't, there was no second date.
Because you are, if you're there.
I don't mind it. I was having a great time. I was doing a lot of dating, so it was like frivolous. It was a fun thing to just.
He was just holding the shit when she turned up.
No, she saw me pick it up. I had to hold it and find a bin close by, and then go and say, "Ben, pleased to meet you."
That's a bad start. That's a bad start.
Yeah, I use the other hand to shake with.
Right, I think we've reached a bonus question.
Ooh.
Ready for it?
Yeah, yeah.
I like a little bit of music you do.
Because it's quite, because the thing is with the bonus question, because I've asked a few times, it's a vague question. So pick what you can out of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you? Because it's quite a broad question, isn't it? So it's, if you've got anything.
I've got anything.
I did have something.
Oh.
Do you want to do it?
No. What's yours?
Most embarrassing thing. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Just make that gap shorter in the edit. So basically, I go to a poker tournament with Ben, and there's about 25 big macho men.
Geezers.
There. Right. Proper geezers, like nutters, like just they look a bit like yeah. And then football shirts and tats. And so I'm there, you know, I'm giving it the big and sort of like, yeah. And it was just like at the end of the pandemic. So we've not really been around many people in a while.
During the pandemic,
lol. And so we do this poker game. We've just sat down. There's like literally 22 tables in a club in East London.
Oh.
And it's naughty, smoky, drinky. And then, and we're just about to start the game. I'm sort of like giving it, trying to be hard, trying to be macho man. And I'm like, yeah, it's going to pop to the toilet, boys. and then I'm just like, that's just one sec, yeah? And then I just like get up and I sort of do a little kind of trot, a bit faster than a walk, not a run.
Bit of a geezer.
It's just like, you know, like a little
geezer shimmy.
Double, just double. Wait. You know, yeah, like that. just walked straight into a glass door. Bang! Bang! 25 geezers going. I'm like, I'm just there like, oh, fuck. And then Ben's like, oh, no. Really. Yeah. And I was so, I didn't even look back. I just looked back a tiny bit and I was like, fuck's sake. It's like the beginning of the evening. Like, go off to the toilet, look in the mirror, tiny red mark there. It's just like, okay, I felt the kind of embarrassment. And like, and then anyway, I came back and then I was like, you're right. And I was like, don't, just don't. And then people started talking. They were like, oh, we should get there. Said to the club owner, my friend, he was like, oh, can we get the CCTV of that? I'm like, can you just stop? Can we just stop and play? Let's just play poker. Let's get the CCTV after the game. I was just like, let's just drink, forget.
I like the whole facade is just ruined now. The hard man, he just walked into a door.
The best thing is, though, is like he came second in the tournament.
Yeah, so I made a decision. I was like, right, I've embarrassed myself. I'm going to play the best poker ever. I'm not even good at poker, but I just played safe the whole game. I was just like that, proper quiet. I was like, no, no, no. And I was like stingy with my betting and card. I don't know how you play. But I came second and won like 300 quid. So
they were all like, that fucking walking into the door was a ruse.
Yeah, they were like,
yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's a part of the game.
One of them was like, I couldn't work out if that was like a sketch or a bit. Were you doing a bit? And I was like, yeah, kind of. Like,
walking into the door.
Yeah, the door bit. But Louis was like, were you filming a Lovely Boys sketch when you ran into the door? I was like, no, we're working on.
We need that CCTV for another angle, please.
You've always got to do it. But it's the thing, you know, that thing where people like they fall over, don't they? And they look. Fall over. I had this thing where you fall over. You could just go, like, you either do that thing where you pretend it hasn't happened, or really over exaggerate that's just happened. You start sort of looking around, going, "Oh, look, I just
laugh
over.
Maniacally. Yeah. I'm okay with this.
Yeah, yeah. I just kept it moving. I was so embarrassed, but that was just 25 blokes you don't know, and just like,
oh, especially geezers.
Yeah, they were lads and gladiators.
It was great. It was a great moment.
But didn't pull you up and it like, oi!
And there was a few like, ooh!
You just fell over.
But I just kept going to the loo and just had a word for myself in the mirror. Anyway, moving on.
Coming towards the end now, weren't we? Right, I recommend, right?
Yeah.
Following, I'm talking to the listeners at this point.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes. I will follow them.
Follow, was it at the Lovely Boys?
The Lovely Boys. Underscore.
Underscore's the Instagram. TikTok's just at the Lovely Boys.
Because I will say, you were making sketches before I was. I used to, me and my mates used to share your sketches around. And
that's great, isn't it?
They are good.
Yeah.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Thank you, Jack.
Get on it. Get on it, everyone. And thank you, everyone who has been listening so far. If you could, if you're enjoying it and you're having a nice time, I am. Give it 5 stars, if you wouldn't mind. Nice review. Right. Maybe share it. All that sort of stuff helps because I am bloody enjoying doing a podcast.
It's fun, isn't it?
It's fun. It's nice.
I've had a bloody lovely time here with
it's
you,
nice.
Jack.
Yeah, well, that's lovely.
Yeah,
lovely boys.
Lovely boys.
No, it's nice. So getting nice. It's nice getting the DMs and all the little. All that sort of stuff.
It is. Yeah, you sent us a nice one last week, just giving a bit of advice. And I thought, oh, what a lovely bloke.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah,
we're building up a support community network.
That's what it's all about.
It is. It's nice, isn't it? All like sort of helping each other, lifting each other up. Yeah.
You do get gatekeepery type people who don't want to. Yeah. They don't want to share.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to name any of them on here?
No, I'll do it on the Patreon.
Scum.
But no, thank you, boys. Thanks for coming. It's been lovely.
Do people clap at the end?
We can do it. Let's do it.
The first
duo on the podcast. So that deserves a clap. So follow the Lovely Boys. Review, share. I love you all. Bye. Say bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everybody.